Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On The Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On The Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thanks, and welcome back on board On The Mark. It's a Thursday morning. We've got an open phone line. Actually, we've got four open phone lines for you to use this morning at 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. But be sure to include the keyword OTM at the start of your message. And we are brought to you, as we are every day, Monday through Thursday, by the good folks at the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealerships on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicle, state inspection, nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Check out their online specials or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. And, of course, Sunbury Motor Company does sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They are a master towing service with decades of experience. Sunbury Motor Corporation, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. We have a call on the line already, and we'll get to that in just a moment, but we do have some unfinished business from yesterday. Our friend EB wrote, "Yesterday I wrote about Trump and his family being found liable for fraud. At the end of the message, I asked if the Trump crime family would be discussed in detail on the show, or whether there would be a whataboutism and a pivot toward criticizing Democrats. Of course, the latter is exactly what happened. I was immediately asked why I didn't write in about Bob Menendez. How come every time I write to express an opinion, it's invalidated unless I also criticize a Democrat? On the Mark has more than enough people calling and writing to bash Democrats. Are they asked why they didn't also criticize a Republican?" If you were listening, EB, you would hear that I often, quite often, do that. "No, they're not," she says. "There's a clear double standard here. Criticizing Democrats is fine no matter what, but criticizing Republican without also criticizing a Democrat gets one called out. I don't write to criticize Democrats because I know other people have that covered. Why are liberal listeners expected to advance the anti-democratic rhetoric of the show's conservative callers if we want our opinions to be taken seriously?" Well, that's not quite true. I mean, EB, you write an outrage about things that Republicans do, but they are the same things Democrats do, too, and your outrage seems only limited to Republicans. I find outrage in both. I find outrage in Bob Menendez. I find some of what Trump did outrageous, you know, and I've said that on the program. The Democrats have no monopoly on bad behavior, neither do the Republicans. Let's face it, if we're going to be outraged about something, rather than put a party label on it, let's be outraged by the act, the fact that people are abusing public trust, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. It's reprehensible. If a guy's got gold bars in his house and hundreds of thousands of dollars stuffed in his envelopes and sewn into the lining of his coat, that's bad. So was what Dick Nixon did, a bad Republican. So, I mean, there are all sorts of bad people in politics. There are all sorts of great people in politics. I just think if you're going to be consistent, you've got to call them all out for what they do and call out what they did, not necessarily the fact that their party is this or that. I don't think being a Republican makes you automatically a crook or being a Democrat makes you automatically dumb. None of those things are true. We all have good people and we all have bad people. I just think if you're going to call something out, be consistent and make sure it outrages you just as much when it's one party as it does when it's the other. Well, the debate was last night. And let's see, we have a comment on that, two comments on that and a call about it. Take the comments real quick. Tom says, "The only way to explain what took place at last night's Republican debate is vocal diarrhea. I agree with Nikki Haley. The more we listen to these clowns, the dumber we get. Biden-Harris 2024. And Eric, we'll get to you first, so you're on the mark. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. How did you think former President Trump did on the debate last night?
Oh, he did wonderfully. Yeah, he had a lot of great points.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Yeah, I thought, well, he didn't put his foot in his mouth.
He didn't say he was going to kill General Milley again, so that's good.
And he didn't insult any mobile handicapped people in the audience, as he didn't previously. So I think he did fine. Joe, I didn't watch the debate because, frankly, I'm a Democrat. I don't have a voice in that part of it. I'm saying that Democrats should be getting together and getting some guys out there and have a Democratic debate. That's what I want to see. But
Joe Biden won't debate. Hey, Eric, Joe Biden won't debate. He's already said he isn't going to go on the stage with JFK Jr. or RFK Jr.
That's fine. Well, let's get some candidates who have a chance. I know not these total wackos against vaccine and all kinds of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of viable Democratic people out there. Klobuchar from, I think, Wisconsin or Minnesota. I think the governor of California. There's some other viable. Let's talk about it. Let's get some issues. Let's go with something. But my question for you, Joe, is it's the former president is going to take in the process. Is he a true viable Republican candidate?
Is Donald Trump a true viable Republican candidate? Yeah, he sure is.
Yeah.
Whether we like him or not, he is.
And do you think he would lead the Republican Party in a good direction?
I think from a policy standpoint he would, but then the question I have always had about him is whether or not his own personal agenda outweighs his desire to serve the people of the United States of America. I mean, I felt that he was... I felt that he was pursuing his own personal agenda. I mean, he attacks people who attack him. He goes after prosecutors. Instead of saying, let's let this play out and we'll see how everything goes. I'm innocent. I'm sure I'll be proven innocent. He has to call people names. He files a Hail Mary petition to get the judge removed from one of his cases, and she refused to recuse herself. I just think sometimes he makes himself look bad for no good reason. Just my opinion.
I think that he's an egotistical person who thinks he can get elected again and then can pardon himself for any of the federal crimes, although I understand that the one in Georgia is a state statute, and he could not pardon himself from that. That would then throw it back to the Senate to see if we would do impeach him, blah, 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 blah. I just think there's a lot of other good, perhaps younger people who could lead this nation, bring some sense to the Democrats, Republicans, and independents together to get some things done. We are now 2 days, 48 hours or less from not being able to even spend money here in the United States of America. I understand the Senate did pass a resolution, now waiting on the House of Representatives to step up to the plate, at least, get us another month down the road. Meanwhile, we're looking at, not paying our military people, laying off tons of people. Hasn't got to the point of Social Security yet, but when that hit, I'm going to scream. But I just think that our federal government's not doing its job, and it's time to get some new leadership in there. Thank goodness. One last point. Thank goodness, Joe. They solved the issue about the dress code. So
yes. We're
now knowing that the Senate have to wear their coats and ties. But interesting, no dress code for women. So apparently if the lights lady from Maine wants to wear her bikini, she can wear it.
Well, I don't think the women have been the problem. One of them, I think, I think it's Lauren Boebert, who dresses rather flamboyantly and sometimes has wildly colored hair. But she does come neatly dressed, and so I guess our good Senator Fetterman is going to be continuing to holler in his votes from the doorway now.
Well, did he actually appear on the floor in that outfit, or was he just seen around the building with it on?
No, he actually presided over the United States Senate wearing a hoodie, shorts, and sneakers. He sat down.
He presided over.
Right. They give everybody a chance to preside. I don't know how many people were in the chamber, but there was video of him walking into the chamber, up onto the dais, or whatever you want to call it, and he was there in his shorts, in his hoodie, and his sneakers. And it was pathetic.
In his defense, he realizes perhaps that this is becoming a issue and became non-issue, and it was voted unanimously. He didn't vote against it. So I'm not sure if he abstained or not, but he didn't vote against it.
No, it said unanimous. I assume that's unanimous. So, hey. Hey, thanks for calling.
He abstained, anyway.
We'll give you the last, word.
Let's
go ahead.
Get stuff together. Let's, hello, House of Representatives. Yeah, get your act together. Do your job. Let's make it so we can at least spend money, you know, and let's get together and try to get something done. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your call, Eric. And let's see, Bill from Bloomsburg, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor.
Morning.
First, after the kids show, what wasn't covered was not enough on the foreign issues. That definitely wasn't covered. The cause of the border crisis, why we're in this border crisis, they said what they would do to help correct it, but they didn't say what who caused it. They didn't call Biden out with the corruption or that. And just a continuation of China letting us take us over. They didn't cover any of that crap. They were just yelling. They were just yelling like kids. You know, they weren't being presidential. The big winner was DeSantis by far.
Agree with you on that.
With his three comments that he touched on about winning, and his school choice by far gets me. And the policies that he was able to push through to Florida that prove that he can get things done. It's laughable that Christie's still on there. Haley was good. The Idaho guy got to go, Pence got to go, and Christie got to go for the next debate.
Well, I wouldn't throw Christie off the stage. I think he's got a very important role to play. And frankly, I think he's a very capable guy. I think he'd make a good president.
Nah, he's a rhino. You know what a rhino is?
Yeah, I'm one.
He's a hardcore rhino. Republican.
In name only, yes. I've been called that on this program a number of times because I don't march in lockstep behind Donald Trump, so... I guess I'm a
Christie's
rhino.
Christie's bought and paid for. It's validated. Christie's bought and paid for. He's only there. He knows he ain't going to win. He's only there to bash Trump. That's it, bottom line. The only good thing Christie said, and I'll give him this, laws are broken every day at the border. That's the only good thing he said. Everything else was garbage.
Man, I've got a quote from him we might get to later on an interview on the debate. So I think that Christie is a serious guy. I agree with you about Mike Pence. I mean, I think the world of Mike Pence. I think he's a good man. I think he's a decent moral man.
Amen.
But he just doesn't connect with people. I mean, he's got nothing, no spark, no flame. Even his jokes fall flat.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
but that doesn't mean he wouldn't be a great president. He might be a wonderful president, but I don't think the American people would give him the chance.
Yeah, you need somebody who's going to be serious, execute.
I mean, let's face it,
motivate, get the job done.
Your beloved Donald Trump, Donald Trump decided that he was the guy that could best take over the country if something happened to him. That's what Donald Trump decided.
DeSantis and Trump, they're the two front runners.
No, but I'm talking about when Donald Trump was running for president. He had to make a decision about who he thought could best serve the country if something bad happened to him. And he picked Mike Pence as his vice president.
Oh. When he was still president or?
President. No, before he was president. Now, because Mike Pence didn't do what he wanted to do, he's low intelligence, he's stupid, he's disloyal. You know, that's the way Trump operates. Let's face it.
Pence operates just to satisfy people. Like he's a church going fellow, but he don't want to kick the beehive, and he's not man enough to stand up for his issues. He just goes with the flow, and I mean does the right thing, but he's another guy that's led by that would be led by his cabinet. You need someone in there that's gonna make their own opinions and take everything from everybody and make the right country for the direction to go in the right.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question, and I think it's a serious question. I'd be very much appreciate hearing your response. Donald Trump, if he were elected president, would have to assemble a cabinet, and he would have to appoint a whole lot of people to positions. How many folks do you think are going to be eager to serve a president who is literally willing to throw them under the bus the first time they disagree with him, or call them names, or insult them, or you know, suggest that they be put to death because they did something he didn't like? How many people do you think are going to sign on for that?
No, that only happens when they don't put this country first. He's all about doing the right thing.
General Milley didn't put the country first. I think General Milley did put the country first.
He sold us out.
He did?
He sold us out.
Wow.
But here the thing is, right, Trump is up by 40%, and he didn't have to be there. A lot of people are going to say, oh, the Trumpster wasn't there, the Trumpster. Listen, he don't have to be there. Three or four or more of them got to get knocked out. I expect them to be in Miami at the next one. And the strong point, they tried to attack him on abortion, right? But you got to remember this. They could say what Trump did about abortion or this 5 weeks, 13 weeks, right? You got to remember this. Trump appointed three justices that turned over Roe v. Wade. And that there alone, I mean, you could say about this or that, but look what the man done. He got it done.
Yeah, he did do that. Okay. We'll give you the last word, Bill. Go ahead. What else?
Yeah, Idaho guy, whatever his name is, he got to go. Christie got to go, and Pence got to go. Let it come down to DeSantis, Haley, and Vivek, or whatever his name is. He got hammered, too, on the China thing.
Yeah, he did.
And one more.
Ramaswamy, you're thinking of Asa Hutchinson. He might as well be out. Governor Borgum, he should be out.
Yeah, Hutchinson wasn't there.
No, he
DeSantis,
didn't qualify.
Haley, Vivek. It was seven there.
Christie was there. You didn't get him.
Yeah.
There was Ramaswamy, DeSantis, Scott. You missed Scott. Christie, Haley,
Scott,
Pence, and Burgum.
Good man.
Yep.
Scott is a good man, and I like what he said, you know, on China, and I like Scott. I really do like Scott. I don't think he's a good debater, and I think he was better than the first debate. He was much better on the second debate. We'll see what he can do on the third debate, but I do like Scott.
Okay.
In the run. I put him there at third.
Okay. Hey, we got to move on, Bill. Thanks a lot. Appreciate your call, as always. Fun talking to you. Stan, we'll take you before a quick break. Good morning, sir.
Okay, good morning. Point of correction, Lauren Boebert is in the House. Krista Sinema is the one that dressed flamboyantly in the Senate from Arizona.
Thank you. I was trying to remember which one it was.
Yeah, so
I knew it was Boebert one of these evil Republicans. I knew it was an evil Republican woman. I just wasn't certain which one.
Oh, no. Sinema's a Democrat.
I know. But she might as well be a Republican. She's a Democrat in name only. A dino.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
She kind of flies on her own single path. She does what she wants, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Nope.
You know, Eric calls in, and he's talking about Fetterman, and, you know, he doesn't seem too concerned about that they changed the dress code to meet his, quote, needs. And he's always talking about decorum and traditions and all that when he was talking against Trump. But for some reason, he wants to defend Fetterman. I didn't quite understand that.
Well, he was talking about the dress code. I don't think he was defending Fetterman. I think he was talking about the fact that he wasn't, well, first of all, he wasn't certain that Fetterman had ever done that on the floor, and he had. I mean, I think most of us saw the video of that.
Yeah.
You know, and I maybe he was being facetious when he said that we resolved the issue. I think that what the Senate did was right. I think they should have voted to maintain the decorum of the organization. I mean, God knows they do little else. They might as well look good.
Right. Yeah. Don't disagree with that. Now, as far as the continuing resolution, the Senate passed their continuing resolution, and basically the House Republicans have said it's dead on arrival. And one reason is because they want to continue to spend money we don't have in Ukraine. Okay, they want to put another $6 billion into Ukraine. We don't have the money. I mean, I don't get it. What are they thinking? They don't want to take, you know, secure the border. Biden, no, he's taking care of the border. Yeah, he's just making it easier for the people to get into the country under asylum claims, and then they never show up for their asylum hearing. They're not determined that they hear as asylees. They're just given a hearing date. Okay? He's processing them faster. well, quite frankly, they shouldn't be processed at all. They should be deported to the south side of the border. And if they want to claim asylum, it should be adjudicated in Mexico,
well,
like Trump had.
We're talking about the debate. Which Republican candidate last night said they would do something about that, and what did they say they'd do?
Don't know, because I didn't watch it, and I didn't watch any clips of it. So
okay,
I can't tell you. I can't tell you, Joe. But, you know,
I mean, they all talked about the border being out of control and Biden not doing his job, but nobody offered that I heard, and maybe I might have dozed off here or there. Nobody offered a comprehensive plan to actually solve the problem, and certainly the Democrats haven't solved it.
Plan. We have laws. You can't cross the border illegally. That's the law. There is no plan needed.
Oh, yes, there is. There's a plan needed. There's a plan needed.
Follow the law.
Stan, there's
follow the law.
Stan, there's a plan needed to deal with those who are already here illegally. And
we have that too.
No, we don't.
We have that too. It's called deportation.
Well, first,
let ICE do their job and get them out of the country.
I think we've got it all wrong. When we say you get to this country, you've got certain rights. I don't think you have rights in this country unless you live in this country and are a citizen of this country.
Oh, you're right. You don't have any rights, especially when you enter the country as a illegal basis.
Well, I agree with you there. You shouldn't have.
But we give them all these, quote, rights. They have no rights. They can go back to their own country if they think they want rights.
Well, the
deportation is the answer.
The difference between you and me is, I agree with you, they don't have rights. I think we do have an obligation, because of the way we founded this country, to treat people humanely. So, I mean, I think we need to make sure that they aren't suffering more because of our actions, but we should not give them cell phones and dental cards and medical cards and let them work in the country when there are jobs that are not being taken by Americans. I'm sorry. I don't think that's right.
You're right, but they should have never been invited in by the guy in the White House like they were. Come to America, he said.
Yeah, but they were wearing T-shirts.
We're not going to stop you.
They were wearing T-shirts without on it. Joe told us
to
come.
Big union man Joe, Lunch Bucket Joe, goes to the UAW rally, you know, the strike, and he's, you know, consoling them and saying that he's going to be for them, but it continues to let people into this country that will take their job at a lower rate if they're given the chance. He's not protecting American union jobs. He's helping to destroy them with the inflood of these illegals into this country. Okay?
Well, I agree. It's a problem.
It's more than a problem. It's a dereliction of duty. And dang near treason. So y'all have a great day. Enjoy the day.
All right, thank you. Appreciate your call.
Yep,
as always, fun talking to you, Stan. Harry, Cindy, please stand by. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with On the Mark.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Raising your grandchildren or loved one's children is an honor that allows them to live, grow, and thrive among family. Providing a safe, loving home is rewarding and challenging, but you're not alone. Pennsylvania Kin Connector is here to help kinship families. Kin Connector is a free resource of skilled, compassionate professionals who will connect you to services, training, and support groups. Call 1-866-546-2111 or visit kinconnector.org today.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Hey, keep your eyes on the road, but listen up, because I've got some exciting PA Turnpike information coming in hot. Get this. Easy Pass can save drivers nearly 60% on PA Turnpike tolls. And as a big-time road pro, I'm telling you, that's a lot of savings. Find a local retailer at paturnpike.com and get your own Easy Pass today. Okay, eyes on the road. Bye.
Sponsored by the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Welcome back to On the Mark. We have two hotlines open at 570-743-9565. Two callers waiting. We're going to get to them right away. Cindy, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. You know, what frustrated me about the debate last night was that they would ask one person a question, like, Joe, what do you think about XYZ? But they would never allow the other candidates to answer that same question. So how am I to compare and contrast their proposals when they only let one or two people speak to that issue? And they were powerful issues that weren't two-second problems. Now, there were candidates who proposed a response to immigration, Joe. I'm sorry you fell asleep and missed that.
I must have.
As I recall, Christie talked about the importance of the rule of law and that he would find them. He would order the applicable agencies to find them and deport them, because they're breaking the law, and that you can't have a group of people in the country that are exempted from living by the laws. I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. I believe that DeSantis said that he would also arrest them and deport them from
but
the country.
Once we've given them legal status with respect to their application for asylum, we can't just throw them out.
Well, not all of them have applied for asylum.
No, I know. That's what I mean.
Millions of them have snuck through without any application process.
I know, and those we ought to get and toss out. But the others are a problem, too. They still came here illegally, but they were stopped by the Border Patrol agents, and they were given a ticket, if you will, to appear at some later date for an immigration hearing.
And I think we ought to put in an express aisle in the immigration hearings and move these people rapidly back out of the country. I don't think it should take 2 years to do that.
I'm interested in their legal status with respect to who represents them at these things. Do we pay for their attorneys?
Oh, sure we do.
I'm sure we do.
That's the absurdness of this. We're actually paying to shoot ourselves in the foot. Pardon my choice of metaphors. But, you know, that's just ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And I happen to agree, and geez, I wish I could remember which candidate was talking. I think it was Ramaswamy, or however you say his name.
Ramaswamy.
Okay, who said, if you come into this country as a diplomat and you give birth, right, your child is not considered a U.S. citizen. That's the law. However, if you sneak in here illegally, or you come here seeking asylum and you give birth, or you come here on vacation, for God's sake, which the Chinese do, and then they hide out there in California for a month or two, have their baby and go back to China, then you're awarded that. So I believe there should be no birthright citizenship attributed to people who aren't actually born from U.S. citizens.
Well, I couldn't argue that rather vehemently. I think that's a good point.
I think it's ridiculous that we do that. So that disincentivizes the Chinese with this vacation to get a citizenship, you know, ticket, and it certainly stops these people who flood in from saying, oh, no, you can't deport me because this child is a U.S. citizen, so by deporting me, you're orphaning this child, which is the game that's now being played,
right,
which only encourages people who can't support themselves to have children that they can't support and then expect society, the taxpayers, to pay the bill. I just think that's ridiculous. I want to say this outside of the debate. I'm confused. I remember that the Democrats have spoken at length with great unhappiness about the fact that under President Trump, they passed a law that reduced taxes. I've heard them complaining about this and complaining about this and complaining about this. So now they've been in charge for, what, 3 years?
Close
Why haven't they passed a law? What? Where's the law? You know, I know for a fact that Chuck Schumer, who is the leader of the Senate and a Democrat, who happens to represent the New York, where Wall Street is, he's the one who keeps us from passing the carry-forward interest tax that makes you pay money. If your stock goes up in value, then you pay money on a par with your neighbors who, if they worked a 12-hour shift at the local grocery store, get taxed. I think that's only fair.
That seems fair, yeah.
Why are we discounting people who have put no labor forward, but punishing, right, charging people who have? I'm all for raising taxes on the wealthiest people. I have no problem with that. Where's the bill? You know, they also brought up Obamacare last night, but they only went after one person about it, right? They went after Pence. Why didn't you repeal Obamacare? Well, let's remember history. The House had repealed Obamacare. The bill went to the Senate. One senator spiked that bill. Remember who it was?
Mm-hmm.
John McCain.
Right.
John McCain killed that bill. It would have been removed but for the action of one senator. So to malign all these other people who acted in good faith, they promised to repeal it, they took their actions that they could. One senator spiked the ball, denied us that repeal. I think it's ridiculous. Say to President Trump, he didn't get it done. He got it 99% of the way there. And one person killed that bill.
Well, fair enough. Hey, Cindy, thanks for your call. We appreciate your comments, as always.
Thank
call again.
You, Joe.
Take care. 570-743-9565. Harry, thanks for hanging on. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, Joe. I didn't see the debate last night because I was working, and quite frankly, I wouldn't have watched it anyhow because I could have done something more important like watching paint dry or something. I don't know. But you know, these are all pretenders, not contenders anyhow. We're a long way away from knowing who's viable and who's not viable, I believe. And it's a shame that the next presidential campaign will start the day after the 24 election. But that's neither here nor there. The immigration policies, or lack of immigration policies, it just boggles the mind to me. We are supposedly a nation of laws, unless the laws are inconvenient, is what it amounts to me. To hear these people called migrants, they're not migrants. They're illegal aliens who are trespassers. If you have somebody come into your house that doesn't live there, it's not humane of you to let them live there and give them half of what you have or give them all kinds of benefits. It's foolish. And I guarantee you that all the people who are saying, oh, we should let them in, let them do this, let them have this, if they came into their backyard and into their house, they would have them prosecuted to the fullest extent that the law would allow. And the fact that our government sees no need to secure our borders against what is really an invading army is staggering to me. Just staggeringly stupid and inane, and I can't even begin to put it into words. But going back to something you said, too, about treating people humanely, one of the things that's happening, Joe, is all of the overloads of the systems that are being done because of all these people coming in. And I'm not even talking about when they get sent to these so-called sanctuary cities like New York, and they overload all the hotels that are closed to residents anymore or guests so that they can put in people who crossed illegally. I'm talking about cities like El Paso and what's the one down there, Eagle Pass in Texas.
Right.
They have no social services available anymore because they are spending so much money trying to process these guys in that they can't even give services to the people who live there. Now, tell me how that's humane.
Oh, it's not.
And I'll use small, well, you know, but that's where we keep going back to. Oh, it's inhumane to send these people back.
I don't think it's inhumane to send them back. When I'm speaking about treating them humanely, I'm just saying make sure that we feed them and we, you know, make sure they have a place to sleep until we can get them back to where they belong.
But what we do is release them.
That's what's wrong.
Basically, they come on in, go around, boom, and we're done.
That's what's wrong.
We have no way of doing that. Yeah, but that's the way to treat them humanely is basically then to let them in and then say, oh, man, we can't have them in here.
Well,
but
look at
what's
happened.
We're doing.
What's happened in Texas. The governor has put those boys in the middle of the river. Now, I think that's humane because it says to people, if you have any common sense, it says, I can't swim well. I shouldn't try to cross this river here. You know, it's not like he's inviting them to drown, but then they get out in the middle of the river anyhow, and then they wind up in trouble, and then we're called immoral because something bad happened to them, and we should take these barricades out. I mean, we can't have it both ways. We can't try to protect our border and then say that the things we're doing to protect it are violating somebody's rights who doesn't live here.
Well, we don't even protect the border. That's the issue.
Well, you're right.
That's the biggest issue. And you know, and it's kind of funny. It'd be like the guy who's trying to sneak across the roof to rob a building, falls through the skylight. You know, that's just natural selection, letting nature weed out the people that shouldn't be there.
But if he doesn't die, he'd sue the building owner for having a faulty hot skylight.
Well, you know, that's true. But you know, the whole thing with this border thing is we are saying, we went from give us your poor, your tired, your huddled masses to just, hey, you don't like where you are? Come on in. We'll pay for you. We can't pay for what we have.
That's true. And now we're faced with the fact that come Monday morning, we probably won't be paying for much of anything.
Well, and you know, I have a question on that, too, and because I don't know the answer to this. And you hear people go spouting stuff off. Do the congressmen and senators, congresspeople and senators, do they still get paid?
Yes, they do. That's in the Constitution.
Okay.
They get
so
paid.
They have no real vested interest in whether they get it solved or not solved.
They've got no dog in the fight, no skin in the game.
Right. So, and these are the people that we're counting on to, well, I don't. I have no illusions about who they are or what they are. But these are the people that you would have say, oh, well, they're the ones who will lead us into the navigate us through any issues.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, thanks, yeah. Harry. Appreciate your comments, as always. Thank you, sir. 570-743-9565. Chris, hang on. We've got to take another break to stay on schedule. We'll be right back. We've got emails and texts, but Chris gets the next word.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Lisa Barrick, what in tarnation is going on here?
Oh, they're all buyers clamoring for homes, and there are just not enough to go around.
Well, let's go get some listings. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Seller. I'm here with Lisa Barrick, and this mob of people want to buy your house, so we're coming in.
Oh, my stars, I am so sorry. Chad, that is not the way it's done.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
If you're in the market to sell, contact me, Lisa Barrick, to schedule a calm and professional valuation of your home at CobaltBankerPen1.com.
If you're not using the Giant app, then you're grocery shopping in the past and missing out on all of Giant's awesome exclusive offers, tubular digital coupons, and righteous rewards. And the best part? It's all right on your phone, but not the kind with an antenna that you keep in a neon green fanny pack. So get with the times. Get the Giant app and get saving. It's pretty, well, rad. Giant. For today's table.
As the leaves change, leave the hiring to Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Welcome back to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Christopher, thank you, sir, for hanging on. You are on the mark this morning.
Yeah, I thought the debate last night benefited Trump the most and made Biden look good.
How
so? They were yelling and screaming at each other and all sorts of things and going over back and forth about really petty issues. Actually, I could say Fox News questions, they did pretty well on the questions. The problem was everybody pivoted as soon as they got a good question and talked about what they wanted to talk about instead.
Chris, name me a politician that doesn't do that.
Well, but sometimes you can call them back to the attention and try to make them answer the question.
Agreed. Yeah, a good moderator would do that,
I would think. And about the Milley thing, we had a discussion about that. He was trying to say it was treason and he should be executed because of Afghanistan, and that he would do something about the if Trump was about to attack China.
No, he assured the Chinese. He called them and assured them that our nuclear arsenal was secured. That's what he did.
Okay, whatever that means.
Well, I think President Trump hadn't unleashed hell and fury on the world, or
I think that's kind of a good thing, especially since this happened, I believe, post-election. So you had a president who was going out that was making noises like he was going to attack China. I think that's a saner head would do something about.
In fairness to President Trump, he wasn't alluding to attacking China. They were afraid. Don't you remember there was the fear that he would start some kind of international incident, possibly with the Chinese, that would make it easier for him to stay in office? That was the word that was going around at the time.
Okay, I'm not still sure how that connects to what Milley said, but
Milley was upset or concerned that President Trump would do that or something like that, and he wanted to assure the Chinese that wasn't happening.
I think that's a good thing then, not something you should be executed for.
Well, from the president's standpoint.
And also the one bad thing they did last night also is that they didn't ask about that question.
You're right. They didn't ask about that. There was something else they didn't ask about. I was trying to remember. I wrote myself a note this morning. Why didn't they ask this? And then I left the note at home, so that's doing me a lot of good.
And Haley made a good point that you seldom have a Republican mention. She said that most of the illegal drugs coming in that everybody's so worried about is crossing at the border points and is carried by Americans bringing it in. So that was kind of a phony argument they were using.
No, I didn't.
I'm glad to see a Republican mention that. I think she looked better than most of them, but she didn't look as good as she did the last debate. And I kind of thought the one adult, the real adult on stage, might have been the North Dakota senator or governor that I don't even know the name of.
Governor Burgum.
He wanted to talk about issues as opposed to curtains in a building or something.
Well, Ramaswamy got 12 minutes and 30 seconds of time of speaking. Governor Burgum only got 7 minutes and 39 seconds.
Yeah, because you can't shut him up.
Ramaswamy.
And he's, and I think he's down way low in the polls. He had that, you know, he was up for a while, then he said a couple dumb things on the campaign trail, and I think his support dropped pretty much. And as far as Sidney goes, there were other senators who voted with McCain that she could blame.
Yeah, well, others on the Democratic side.
Yes. It's not one. I suppose we could say that she's upset about that, but I guess that gives Democrats the same right to be upset about Manchin and the woman from California there, whose single vote held everything up on some of them were good bills. But I think that's the way it goes. You have to convince everybody in your own party.
No argument there.
And since they didn't have any replacement for it, or any plans for a replacement for it, I kind of think he made the right decision.
Well, in retrospect, I can't totally disagree with you on that. As much as I think Obamacare was a mistake, I think it's what we have, and rather than throw it out with nothing to replace it, we're better keep it.
I think it covers a lot more people than that need coverage, that gives them a way of doing it, and I think that's good for America.
All right. Hey, thanks, Chris. Appreciate your call, as always, sir. Thanks a lot. 570-743-9565. We have to take our final break of the day, and we'll be back. We have a caller waiting, have a couple of emails, a couple of texts. We'll get to all of it.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
One of life's greatest joys is spending time with friends and family. At Garvey's Flooring America, we're celebrating friends and family all month long. You can shop the area's largest selection of carpet and floors with savings up to 50%. Plus, get 0% interest for 12 months during Garvey's Friends and Family Sale. Check out our Google reviews to see what your friends have to say about Garvey's. The Friends and Family Sale, only at Garvey's Flooring America, Route 11, Northumberland, and Bloomsburg.
Garvey's Carpet, Vinyl, and Tile.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Hey man, looking good.
It's Stitch Fix. I'd like to thank my stylist for making me look so great. They always get my fit just right. They send clothes that work for me and my budget. They even found me my favorite pair of jeans. I'd like to thank Stitch Fix because let's get real, I couldn't make this style happen on my own. They just make everything so easy. So thank you, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Stitch Fix. Take your style quiz today at stitchfix.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. One of our texters says, wake up, Republicans. You have no chance of winning in 2024. Let Biden finish his job fixing America. And this one was disturbing. I had to run over during the break and talk to our producer. One of our writers says, I tried listening to your talk show, but I'm getting more ready to turn you off. Just heard that man from Danville using language that is not suitable for the airwaves. He called our president Blanking Joe. Is that what you are allowing? No, he didn't call him that. I checked with our producer. I would there is nothing like that would ever get out on the air here. There are two of us that have a control over the button that would dump the program. We are, if you've tried listening to the radio and talking to us at the same time, there is a 7-second delay between what we're saying now and when it comes on the air. That would give our producer this morning, Lynn Hall, or me, the opportunity to press a button called dump. And if we press that button, immediately the next 7 seconds or the last 7 seconds of that went out are gone. So the odds of somebody sneaking a word like that through here are not very good. I'll finish the rest of your email later, but I wanted to clarify that. Dan, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Well, I think Trump won by not being there.
How so?
And because he didn't need to get in that debate. He already proved beyond a shadow of a doubt what he'll do for America.
Or to it.
And he gets in there. He has a lot of work to do, but he's the one that can get it done. And the next person I liked in the debate that right now it looks like I could vote for, all I know is Ramaswamy. He's the outsider, the businessman that knows how to make things work. The rest were basically in the swamp, and they're part of it. So that's how I look at it. He can't be bought.
Well, you know, the best thing I heard last night, and I had an audio clip ready to play, but calls come first, and we've had plenty of calls today. But I think Chris Christie had a good point. He said that, you know, that President Trump is ducking the debates, that he owes it to the American people to stand up and defend his record. And he said if he doesn't stop ignoring us, we're not going to call him Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call him Donald Duck. And, of course, President Trump said anybody who comes up with a nickname like that shouldn't be running for president. That coming from a guy who has called people fat, lazy, stupid, and other things. So I'm sorry.
Trump don't need to prove anything. If you're a lion like he was and get the job done, you don't need to protect a lion like Trump, who proved what he can do.
I think you mean L-I-O-N rather than L-Y-O-N.
Yep, right. Lion, yep. Yep, and you know you talk about lying. What more could I say about the one that's in the White House now that lies almost every other sense? And you don't need a proof check or to see it, but anyway, that's how I look at the debate, and the one I like coming up through the ranks that could be the president after Trump wins in 2024 would be Ramaswamy. I like almost everything he said so far. All that I know about him.
He's the only one up on that stage that actually fawns over President Trump, so I'm not surprised you like him.
Well, he's right. You know, Trump did the right thing despite what some few callers say on this program. We were all better off under Trump. And all people gained under that tax decrease in taxes. We all got ahead. Yeah, the rich gained more, but also us on the lower end of the scale. We gained too, you know. We all rose up. And all people had jobs that wanted them. Black people had more jobs than ever, and things were going great. But now we're in the dumpster, and Trumpster can bring us out of the dumpster. I see it.
Either that or the Trumpster's going to put us in the dumpster, one of the two.
You know, he proved himself, Joe. You know it, and I know it. And I know maybe you're trying to play the other side, but if I talk to you in person, I knew you would say almost what I'm saying. Trumpster got us out of the dumpster.
I did like
You'll
his policies.
Have to do it again.
I did like his policies, Dan. Honest to gosh,
Amen.
I did.
You got that right,
okay,
brother.
Hey, we're out of time, buddy. Thanks so much for calling. Hey, a very busy day. Let's do it again starting Monday. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back on Monday. This is WKOK Sunbury.
You're about, but you want your Dan Patrick. Well, good news, he goes everywhere with you. If you missed the show, you can podcast.